I swear I'm going to do that as soon as we get online, and I always forget. So, all right. Anybody else have questions? And please, no, do not be shy here. There's not a question that we go, oh, it's too silly to ask. It's really those that are the most delightful because they give us an opportunity to bring our awareness to consciousness. If you're speaking, you're on mute.
I joined you late. This is Deb from Hawaii. I just got up.
That's right. It's morning for you. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. I heard Carol speak and her questions, but I do have a question. And do you remember you yourself? Do you remember all that is taught? I mean, it's so overwhelming and it's so nice. I mean, I'm done with the DVD set, but of course I'll go back and learn certain things. And I swear, I would like to just stay in certain places for a lot longer than, you know, the animal kingdom, the angelic kingdom, the, you know, mineral kingdom. I would like to just stay in those places all day.
So why don't you?
I'm learning. I'm doing.
Yes, yes. So the part I love about everything that we're doing here is you can go back as many times as you personally desire and stay there as long as you want to. So how lovely for you today. It's your brand new day for you in Hawaii. So you sit down, get yourself quiet, go into higher mind, and from higher mind, go right to the back of those golden doors. Step into your hall of crystals. Step into the sanctuary of the pink diamond. And then when you're in the sanctuary of the pink diamond, take as long as you want to absorb. Absorb all the love that is there for you, all that radiance that's there for you. Get it all over yourself. Get it all in yourself. And be giggle if you have to. You wake up, it's like, wow, 3 hours went by. How amazing is that? And then if you'd like to go for a bike ride, a walk, a hike, wherever you're going, playing out in the ocean, step into the animal kingdom. Be one with whichever animal you choose to call upon. Go play with them. They will love it. You will love it. So there's absolutely no restriction that says, oh, Deb, you may only come here on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. Not even there. It's your the whole world is yours now for you to create.
I realized so, that last night in my sleep.
Oh, and going into like the angelic kingdom right before you fall into your sleep space, beautiful place to take into your sleep space, or being flying with Pegasus while you're in your rest period. Playing with the fairies and the gnomes, beautiful, beautiful places to play. And more will unfold for you as you both go into level two. So much more will open for you as you continue to learn and you continue to experience. So, Deb, you ask a specific question. So before I go to your question that you ask, if, do I remember everything, is other things I've provided for you on my website. Is there is a list of meditations that I've created for you guys just as stepping stones, if you will, to give you practice. So I believe there's one out there that talks about the three kingdoms so that you, again, you just know the stepping stone to get there so you don't have to try to remember which DVD it was on. But you have the DVD. You either have the DVD set or you have access to the live streaming, and you can go back and pick up that piece. And in addition to that, there's a few things out on the website for you. And every single time I do a grad practice session, and I record it, I put that out on that website for others to participate with. So I think the other day, the two of you guys were on the call, and we did a piece of work. I have to remember what we did. We did a piece of creation with a blue rose, if I remember. And so once I get that edited, that will be out on the website that you can go do that piece of work again if you choose to. So to answer the specific question, do I, Nadine, remember every single little itty-bitty-ditty detail of everything I have learned in Mastering Alchemy from 1999 to now? At some level, I'm going to say, of course I do. And you know what? I keep a lot of notes. And so I journal quite a bit. I will take highlighted notes of here's what we did in that session. So I have highlighted notes and I can go back and remind myself. But can I honestly tell you that right now I could tell you every single thing we have done in its chronological order? No, I don't have that in my awareness at this point. However, I could go into a quiet space and go into the libraries and pull that piece of information back down. So be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself and rest. This will be a big, big vibration, a big energy to be in called rest, where you are resting into all the knowledge that you have absorbed. And the moment you need that knowledge, you have access to it, which is really lovely. So give yourselves permission to play. I'm going to say play. There was a point I remember when I was first in studying Mastering Alchemy, I felt I had to take every single word down and write all these copious notes, and I would go back to my hotel room and, you know, sit there for another hour and write out everything I'd remember, and I was so in my head about it that I really wasn't having the experience of it. I was having the writing down of it. What Carol had mentioned at the beginning of the call is, I've got to logically think my way through. And where I will say I started having the greatest amount of shifting for me personally was when I let all the head noise go and having to figure it out, letting all that go and simply experiencing, being in the experience of the moment. So everyone take a breath. Let's let all that go and kind of bring ourselves back up. Would you all meet me at beautiful white? Let's do a white with a lavender in it. Would you meet me at that vibration? Lavender and white. Just feel. What does that feel like in your body to be at that vibration? Ooh. Would you allow not only your physical body to feel that vibration, lavender and white, but would you all say hello to your emotional body, where the emotions are? Would you allow that emotional body to vibrate at lavender white? Now, if you have not done so, would you simply breathe yourself into higher mind? And wherever you happen to be at this particular moment, would you simply allow your field to spin at 30% of the speed of light? And for some of you, that may be coming down. So just notice, am I shifting down or did I shift up? No judgment, it's a feeling. What does it feel like? What's the texture so that you know this place, this speed? What does this feel like at 30% of the speed of light? sometimes there's a color here, a texture here, a sound here, a flavor here, so that you know, aha, this is my understanding. I know this is the signature of 30% of the speed of light. Now, right here at 30% of the speed of light, would you embrace that feeling of feeling happy? That, being able to, your way into happy. For Deb, she said this is her morning, and if she enjoys a cup of tea or cocoa or coffee, that refreshing drink, maybe it's fresh squeezed orange juice, that, and there's that inner joy, that inner happiness, that feeling of, oh, yes, yes, I can now embrace another step because I have this feeling of feeling happy. And into that feeling of happy, would you now weave in, I'm certain I'm happy. Just notice what you notice at 30% of the speed of light, certain that you're happy. Would you like yourself right here at certain and happy? I like me. What does that feel like? I like me. It has a different vibration than certain. Just notice, step fully into I am certain. And now would you step fully into the feeling of I like me. And again, right here, would you now weave in happy? I'm really happy that I like me. Take a breath. On your next breath, would you breathe yourself into 60% of the speed of light? Notice the texture change. Is there a color change? Does the temperature change for you? It's just an awareness. And would you like yourself? Would you be happy that you like yourself? Would you be certain that you like yourself and be happy with it? Take a breath. Be certain you took a breath. Feel that feeling of happy. I like me. Would you breathe yourself into 90% of the speed of light? fifth gear. A beautiful, beautiful high vibration. And would you be pleased with yourself? This was a smooth transition. All of you just smoothly went from 30 to 60 to 90%. Effortlessly, smoothly, in a lot of flow here. And feel your way here. What does this feel like at 90% of the speed of light? Again, would you step into that vibration of, I'm certain. I'm happy. And I like myself. Feel that in the physical body. Again, that vibration of lavender white in the physical body. Feel it at 90% of the speed of light. Just notice what you notice. This just happens to be the vibration that I like me sits at today. I like me. At lavender and white. In my physical body. Allowing all my cells to simply absorb that vibration of I like me. I really do. I really, really like me. Allowing the cells to get excited. Another high vibration, excited that I like myself. What does it feel like when you bring in the vibration of excitement into where you're sitting right now in I like me? Would you say hello to your emotional body? Allowing your emotional body to feel that vibration of lavender and white. Emotionally, that emotional body, I like me. Allowing every cell of the emotional body to vibrate at I like me. Allowing the emotional body to feel the vibration of, I am happy. I'm happy I like me. And now would you weave in that vibration of excitement in the emotional body. I'm excited I like me. I'm so excited that I'm happy with myself, and I can feel that internal smile radiating from inside out. Be in that feeling of feeling I like me, I like myself, and happy, and certain, and excited, holding four vibrations here. would you say hello to your mental body? Just say hello to it. And now would you allow the mental body to vibrate at lavender white? Just notice if there is a desire here to argue and fall out of the higher mind and jump right into rational mind because we talked about the mental body. So can we just observe it? Be curious. Here's the mental body. Can I allow myself to like me in my mental body? Can I allow my mental body to be happy? I am certain here. I like myself. And take a breath. Just notice what you notice. How can you have and allow I like me in the mental body, in the emotional body, in the physical body? I like me. So just notice if you wanted to argue with yourself, like I can have it here, but I can't have it there. And let's go clean out a little bit. So we're going to use some of your very first two tools. As you're sitting in higher mind at 90% of the speed of light, would you allow your physical body to have a grounding cord? Your emotional body to have its own grounding cord? And your mental body to have its own grounding cord. And these bodies look identical to your physical one. It's like you're making a little copies of yourself. And if it's helpful to have them all right out in front of you, like you're watching a television show of yourself, a movie screen of yourself, with your physical body and its grounding cord, emotional body and its grounding cord, and mental body in its grounding cord. And from what I'm observing, we're going to start with your mental body. So would you create a rose right out in front of the mental body? Would you give that rose the command to collect up any doubt? The places where you unconsciously doubt yourself around the concept, I like me. I'm good people. So all the mental arguments that, if you will, all the doubts that pop up unconsciously or consciously, give the command for the rose to collect up all of that doubt, all the places where you're holding on to that energy that says, it's not okay for me to like myself. Be amused. Is there a particular color This is a great question to ask your mental body. Is there a color that is in the way of me liking myself? And whatever that color is, allow the rose to collect up the color. I like me in my mental body. I'm certain I like me in my mental body. Notice that all that's not, all the uncertainty is going into the rose and down the grounding cord. Would you take a breath? Would you drop this rose down the grounding cord, allowing it to collect up and keep pulling all of that, attracting and absorbing all of that blockages, stuck energy around, it's not okay for me to like myself. All of that, it's not okay for me to be certain. So the doubt, simply allowing it to collect in that rose and go all the way down that grounding cord, all the way down to the center of the Earth Mother. Take a breath. And notice, how does that feel now? Now that I've cleaned out of the mental body any blockages that were getting in my way, how does the new space feel? Higher mind, 90% of the speed of light. Would you step 100% into the vibration of I like me? My mental body, I like me. Allowing every cell, every particle to vibrate at I like me. From a place of commanding, from a place of seniority, from a place of certainty, I like me. And I'm happy I like me. Would you be pleased with yourself? Job well done. Just notice how your whole vibration is rising up and rising up and reaching that level of excitement. I'm so excited. Look at this new find. I like me in my mental body. And allowing that vibration to take off, would you put your awareness on the emotional body? Let's do the same process with the emotional body. So out in front of the emotional body, would you create a rose? Would you give that rose the command to collect up all the blockages, stuck energy, hidden compartments where it's not okay emotionally to like yourself, where there's doubts so that you have not been able to fully step into your certainty? As you breathe, simply allowing all of that to come into that rose, collecting up, allowing the rose to do the work, collecting up all the places of stuck, hidden energy that gets in the way between you and the ability emotionally to like your emotions, to like yourself in your emotional body. Again, it looks like it's, how is there a color that you can, it automatically comes to you, oh, here's that, there's that color, I recognize it, and that is always between me and my certainty of standing in that vibration of, I like me. Great find. Just give the command to the rose to collect up that little color. notice if you need to walk around this emotional body and see if that color is hiding anywhere else, allowing the rose to absorb that color. Is there a texture that holds on to those other vibrations that are in the way of you stepping 100% into I like me? Look between your toes, between your fingers, behind your ears, behind your kneecaps, that itchy place on your shoulder blades. Sometimes we walk by a mirror and, boy, if I can't see to the mirror, it must not be mine. Sometimes that happens energetically too. If I can't see it from the front, then it's not a blockage for me. And so if we walk around the body and go, oh, look at that, there's a hole, there's that color again, there's that texture, I'm just going to give the command to the rose to collect up all that vibration, all that texture of doubt, of uncertainty that gets in the way of me liking who I am. And now would you explode that rose, allowing all that residue to go down the grounding cord, pulling all that down into the center of Gaia. Would you take a breath? And very consciously, would you choose in this moment, present time, present moment, to fully step into the vibration in your emotional body, I like me. Again, from that place of capable, commanding, senior in my body, senior in my emotions, I like me, and I'm happy I like me. Feeling that excitement, that vibration weaving into, I like me, I'm happy, I'm certain, and I'm excited. As you're saying hello to that emotional body, would you allow the emotional body to look over to your mental body and wave and go, hi, mental body, I like you. You're pretty cool. I'm happy I like you. And now take your awareness back to the mental body. Have your mental body look at your emotional body and do the same thing. Hi, emotional body. You're my friend. I like me. I like you. We could start singing the Barney song. Would you allow these two bodies to absolutely vibrate now at I like me, my mental, my thoughts, my emotions, at that feeling tone of I like me, I'm happy I like me. I'm excited I like me. Allowing them to vibrate at that beautiful lavender white. Both of them, I like me, lavender white. That just happens to be the vibration I picked for I like me. Yours might have more different colors than the lavender white. You can feel free to add more colors as you desire. Would you take a breath? From where you're observing from higher mind, would you now observe the physical body? Would you put a rose out in front of the physical body? Give the rose the command to collect up any stuck energy anywhere in that physical body that gets in the way of that vibration of I like me. doubt? A lot of times in the physical body, it's I like everything but that right there. I can't like that. Would you allow the rose to collect up the energy of the that? Everything about me but that. Just allowing the rose to collect up all that charged energy around the that. Ooh, take a breath. That one is big. So again, we're going to ask the question, does it have a color? Seems color is a really easy one for everyone to reach. In the physical body, it may also be a sound or a texture, a flavor. I like everything but that flavor, that color, that sound. Just notice what shows up for you, allowing the rose to do the collecting. You're just being the observer. And again, walk around that physical body. Where do I have energy that gets in the way of me fully stepping into the vibration of that feeling of I like me? I'm certain. I'm happy. Would you ask this rose, give this rose the command to collect up the energy out of your intestinal tract? The entire intestines, small intestines and large intestines, around this vibration of I like me. What gets in the way of I like me in my intestines? Sometimes it's undigested food. Simply allowing all that's in the way of that blockage, that stuck energy, to loosen. There you go. Loosen and going down. Being collected into the rose. Some of it will simply go down the grounding cord. And now would you create an exploding device underneath that rose, exploding all that energy, allowing it to now dissipate, and allowing all that to go down the grounding cord. Take a breath. Bring yourself into present time, present moment. Now, very consciously, would you choose to fully step into the vibration of I like me? Big energy. I like me. And into I like me, would you weave in I am certain? Allowing yourself to be certain in your I like me. White lavender, lavender white. I like me. And would you bring in that vibration of happy, happier? I'm so much happier because I like me. Bringing in that vibration of, I am so excited. I'm so excited. What's possible now for me? That I am excited and I'm standing in that vibration of, I like me. Would you allow that physical body to say hello to the emotional body? Say hello to the mental body. And we're going to actually allow these three bodies to merge together. So this is the kindergarten part. This is fun. Would you go stand in front of the mental body? Would you actually now be in the mental body, like you're wearing it, the mental body, you're wearing the mental body? Would you walk your mental body over to stand in front of the emotional body? And turn around so that you're front to back. And would you allow the feet of the mental body to stand on the feet of the emotional body and sit down into the lap of the emotional body? The mental body is sitting down into the emotional body, allowing all of the chakras to click in together, the spinal column to click in together, all the acupuncture points will click in together. So right now, your mental, emotional body are one, vibrating at I like me. I am certain. I am happy. I'm excited. And take a breath. Would you allow that version of yourself to walk over, stand in front of the physical body, have it turn around? Same process. Would you place feet on feet? Hand on hand if you need to, and would you sit down, allowing the mental emotional to sit down into the lap of the physical, allowing your butt muscles to meld together, and the knee chakras clicking in, the hip chakras clicking in, and now lean back to where the spinal columns can now click back into place, allowing all your chakras to now align with each other and snap together. All the acupuncture points, the meridian lines. Would you take a breath, and would you 100% fully step into the vibration of all you are right here, right now? I am certain. I am senior in this body. I am capable. I am commanding. I am powerful in my graciousness. I am happier. And I like myself. Yay me. Look what I'm creating. I'm so proud of me. I'm so pleased with me. And weaving in that huge vibration called excitement. Would you take a breath? And in that I like me, happier, excited place with certainty, to be aware of the room around you. Make your bodies real. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Now choose. I'm getting ready to open my eyes. And I'm choosing to stay in this vibration of I like me, happy, certain, senior, capable, powerful through my graciousness, at 90% of the speed of light, in higher mind, and I'm simply choosing to stay conscious and simply allowing the eye flap to open. As you look around, I like me. Deb had asked a question earlier. Can I stay here? Like, you can stay here for as long as you desire. Lovely vibration woven into a bandwidth that I set at lavender and white. You're welcome to add to it. So it'd be lovely for you just to observe, how long can you sit right here in this energy? Stand, walk around, drive. How long can you be in this energy of, I like me? I'm certain. I love this internal happiness I feel because I like me. Be in this energy for the rest of your day in higher mind. Simply wearing these vibrations for yourself. Would you take a breath? And you are welcome to comment at all if you would like to. How was that for you?